Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle working business, and He wants to display that through your life, beloved. Every one of us are miracles. We've been born again, praise God, by the power and the love of Jesus Christ. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Coming into Maturity, and we were looking at the various aspects of body ministry. There were 6 points that I had shared, and we're concentrating on that last and final one, and that is the operation of spiritual gifts. And there are some wonderful and beautiful passages that the Holy Spirit gave the Apostle Paul found in the book of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And in chapter 12, verse 1, Paul says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." And he goes on in verse 4 to say, "There are diversities of gifts." What's a gift? Well, it's something voluntary transferred from one person to another without compensation. But in a spiritual context, it means to endow or to give some power, quality, or attribute. And so the Holy Spirit has given 9 gifts of the Spirit to be in operation in the church today. This didn't pass away with the early church. We haven't all come into the unity of faith. Remember what Ephesians 4 said? That's why God gave fivefold ministry, until we all come into the unity of the faith. And if we look around, can we say that we have achieved that goal? I think not. So they are, as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned and Jesus, they are very necessary for God's people to come into maturity. And he goes on to say there are differences of administration or different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There's diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all and in all. And it's, the gifts certainly aren't to cause notice or attention to any particular person. Oh no, beloved, the purpose of the gifts have only one function, and that is to point people to Jesus, to put their attention, their focus, their praise and thanksgiving on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, and this is the important aspect I want you to know, it's not just for pulpit ministry. The Holy Spirit will, in verse 7, it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. In other words, every single believer, as the Holy Spirit wills, gives. And he goes on to enumerate what those are, the 9 gifts of the Spirit. For to one, this is verse 8, is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. These are the gifts, and I'm not going to take the time to go into that right now. That's a separate teaching, but these spiritual gifts God has given to His church, and they can be in operation, and He wants them to be in operation because that's where the power of God is displayed. Paul said, "I came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God." And beloved, when you can, for example, be witnessing to someone, sharing something, and the Holy Spirit can reveal something to you, even simple things like, you don't look, you know, is there some problem? Is there something wrong? I just sense that you're wrestling with something. It could be something very simple and conversational, but the Holy Spirit is giving you discernment. He's giving you that ability to see someone is being troubled. And by your intervention, by prayer, by a few words of encouragement, they can be lifted up. God can use you. Let me share some passages of Scripture which are important. 1 Corinthians 7:7 says, but every man, that's what it says in my Bible. Every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Right now I'm thinking of a dear sister in the Lord. She had such, among all the other gifts she had, a wonderful gift of hospitality. She would not go anywhere, do anything without having her hands full of something, some little gift, some wonderful production out of her kitchen. It was wonderful. And that is such a blessing. And we are all, of course, to be hospitable, but some are especially anointed by God to express God's love and care in that particular way. So don't ever feel, you might feel, well, Sister Glass, I don't feel like I have any abilities or gifts. You mustn't say that, because when I first came to the Lord, I heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, walked into Brother Glass's church at the corner of 41st and Telegraph, and as I was absolutely enraptured by the presence of God and what I was experiencing, I was, you know, freshly burst right out of the world, and I got saved and filled with the Spirit, all in with 1 month, and then I heard the broadcast and came, that he was preaching, and I felt, that I wanted to do something, and all I felt I could do was clean the church. That was the only thing I felt fairly comfortable with, and so that's what God used to get me hooked, and of course, I didn't realize what was going to follow, but that's all right. He knows how to deal with each one of us. So I've often said to volunteer is dangerous, but not really. Dangerous only if you want to be a radical follower of Jesus, and then indeed, it can be dangerous. You'll never know where he'll take you. All right. To go on with sharing some scripture. We are in 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:14, Paul exhorts Timothy, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. As we meditate upon those things that we know God has given us, and to ask the Lord, how can I bring glory to your name? How can I be used to bless others? How can you develop my calling, my ministry to the body? He'll show you. 2 Timothy 1:6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Obviously, Paul laid hands on Timothy. Gifts were imparted, and he said, think about those things, those gifts you have received that you know. In 1 Peter 4:11, the word says, and every man hath received the gift, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Praise God. And so I just want to share a little bit, going back to that marvelous chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians. He says in verse 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we have been made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member, but many. He goes on to say, and we'll take up the time to read it, you know, the foot can't say to our body, well, I'm not a hand, so I'm not of the body. He goes on to say, every single member is important, and the uncomely members, even of much more importance and abundant comeliness, we honor them more. And he goes on to say, this is the important thing, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. For whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are members of the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. And he says, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are they all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? Obviously, the answer is no, but covet earnestly the best gifts. That's what he, and you know what are the best gifts? He goes on in chapter 14, follow after charity or love, and desire spiritual gifts. That's why I've spent the time in these several broadcasts speaking this way, so that you can desire the spiritual gifts and ask them of the Lord. He says, follow after spiritual gifts, follow after love, but rather that ye may prophesy. And we'll talk more about that. But between, sandwiched between those two chapters are that beautiful classic, what we call the love chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So God is showing us very clearly in his word to desire spiritual gifts, to follow after them, but most importantly, the motivating use of them is not to show, quote, how spiritual we are or to draw attention to ourselves, but that the motivation, the heart attitude should be that of love. Praise God. So what is the purpose of the gifts? 1 Corinthians 14:4. To prophesy, for example, is to speak unto men for edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's the purpose of prophesy. To edify means to instruct or improve spiritually, to build, establish. To exhort means to excite by advice or strong urging, to make urgent appeals. Praise God. Well, my time has again flown. And so we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast as the Holy Spirit leads us. I invite you to join us tomorrow at the same time, or if you like, you may go to the to our website. You can hear our broadcasts at any time. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. Know that I will personally pray with you, for you, and minister by personal letter as the Lord would direct and instruct. Should you email, I invite you to send your mailing address so I can respond personally, but I will always confirm, and nonetheless, I will pray for your need. I love you. I thank the Lord for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.